Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? You are listening to the 1,219th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church, the place for the whosoever wills. And with the things going on in our world today, trust me, my prayer is that whosoever will hear, they will do. My prayer is that this message will hit whosoever will hear, can listen, will do, will learn, can understand, and then they just do it, and then they teach another child to do it. If these are the people that we're out here talking to right now, if you know any of them, call them, tell them we are about to start D-Block Church. If this is your first time, welcome to D-Block. This is how we do it. We say, what up, what up, what up? It's a, you know, we do it all in threes. Threes is being our lucky number, being, you know, the constant. If you have not already, please invite your people. Let them know that we are about to begin. If you need to dial in, you know, I says, why is it important tonight? Because it is a very crucial time in our world, and I believe that we will be a better people if we are better prepared for what God is going to do and what God is doing for his people. So please join me tonight, live on the air, 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. If you are impelled, please press 1. It will signal the board, and then I will bring you in. I encourage you to get yourself comfortable, because tonight it's going to get a little tough, but we know that when the things get real, and you know when it says when the tough gets going, the going gets tough. So, hey, and I don't think that I'd be wrong by telling anybody that I think the things might be getting tough, real tough. America is under attack right now, and by the enemy, the prince of darkness, Antichrist. Come on in and take a seat. Church is about to start. What I wanted to tag it was, I wanted to just call it straight out war. This means war. But then I thought, and God said, no, Adrian, you can't just say this means war, because it doesn't have to be war if we stand on what God is trying to tell us. So tonight, like I said, if you can dial in 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174, I would be glad to have you. I thought about all of the things that were going on. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to go all the way back, because, you know, 2020 is our new beginning. We started this thing out like 2020. We came out of 2019 with a blast. We knew that we were finished with 2019, and we were looking ahead. We had a claim on our lips, and it was a handle of anticipation, and all we wanted was what God was going to do, what he was about to do. I asked around for some people and their sayings, you know, because we had the great sayings and everything, you know, because it was going to be live in 95 and all of these things. In 2020, no one said anything, but everyone just had one thing in mind. That was to get the presidential election out of this year, because they definitely wanted to change things that happened in the White House. 2020 was an election year. We knew that 2020 was going to be an election year, and 2020 was going to be the year of change. 2020 was going to be the year of our new beginning. 2020 is where we are, and 2020 is where it's at right now. Everyone knew that they could do better, and they were going to do better, and they were in the current situation of looking to do better. And the thing that I really remember, and I remember it clearly, is that we were finally getting a chance to, like, go back into our freedom of being under attack. Because remember, we had went through 19 years of America being under attack or supposed under attack ever since 9/11. Remember, we celebrated 19 years of never being able to forgive anything of the situation, and we just continue to bring it back up and not bring it back up in a way that we could actually heal from it, but bring it back up in just a way that we can just have it. Today, we're looking at things that we're just bringing back up, and no one has really healed from them. Now they're just bringing them back up so we can have it. So before it gets out of hand, once again, we need to claim and deem what it is that we're seeing and let the enemy know that he has no more room to sit. He has no more room to play. He has no room to just walk around and roam around. I think that we will not say no. Not anymore. This will not happen. Have a seat. Take it back. And we got to figure it out another way. Now, I know someone out there right now is looking and saying, well, wait a minute, child. Did she not see the man get killed? And did she not see what was happening? And did she not see them people banging everything? And all I'm trying to tell you is, yes, I see it. Yes, I see it. And yes, I see it. What I'm here to tell you tonight is, do you not see it? We should stop seeing it, because the way that we're seeing it is the all of the part of the setup. It's all a part of what we are doing, and it's not what God is saying to do. It is us. We are moving. We are mad. We are angry. We want to see something. And because we want to see something, I think we have forgotten that we have a rule that is over us that helps us see. And it has nothing to do with how we feel in the manner. It has nothing to do with what we say in the manner. But it is all about what we pray about. It is all about what we ask God to come into our lives and do for us. It is all about being quiet enough to hear what God is saying in this moment. If you notice, I have 420 in there. People were asking me 420. You know, yeah, okay, this is the world where everybody is allowed to get, they say that medical marijuana is going to be one of the best healers in the world. Anybody that tells you anything about a healer of the world, you know it must come from the earth. It's got to come from the earth. Why? Because that is the ultimate of the healing. Why? Because we came from dust, and from dust we will return. So we have to understand that if it came from the earth, then it's probably generated for us, because we were generated through the earth to run the earth, to rule over the earth. If we do not understand how and what we were made for, then maybe sometimes we can walk into a situation and not understand that we are actually in the situation to win it, and we're giving the thing away because we don't understand our placement. So what I'm asking you tonight is to come in, have a seat, sit down with me and run through this. Sit with me and hear what 420 says. I need you to understand that 420 is like a thing. We run on 420. Everyone runs on 420, but if you really think about it, I got a 420 for you today that's going to run forever. And if we don't sit and get on 420, guess what? We might be having a war. And I'm not talking about a war where you can call the National Guard and you can do all these things like that. I'm talking about a spiritual war. I'm talking about a war between right and wrong. I'm talking about a war between what you want to do and what you will do for the rest of your life, what you will do for your generation and what you should do for your generation to the next generation to the next generation. This thing right now is not about you. It is not about me. It is about all of us. It is about the kingdom of God. If we are on this planet and we are breathing the air that we are walking around saying that we cannot breathe right now, however, when we realize exactly what it is that we're saying, exactly what it is that we're doing, we will actually humble ourselves and go right into this 420, and we will understand exactly what God is trying to say to us. If you are out there and you are listening tonight, you are listening to D-Block Church, and I welcome you. Come and join. Pass the message. Send the text. Share it. Put me on speaker. Let the people know that somebody has to say something about what is really going on. Because guess what? We're either going to hit a 420 or this means war. Now, if we get ready for war, if we're at war, if we're in war, then that's okay if you're in war, but you got to be ready for war. Now, I don't know if everybody is ready for war, but a lot of people are ready for fight. There's not the fight that we have to worry about. We got to be worried about the battle. There's a lot of different battles that happen in the war, because you know you can win a battle, but then you might lose the war. So sometimes it's good to lose a battle so you can win the war. But the difference is who is determining who wins, who loses. If you already peeked in front of the future and you already know how it works, you already know that we win. So it kind of helps you out in the things that you do in life because you kind of choose to win. But I think somewhere down the line we've gotten a little bit confused because it seems as if we are making a constant choice to lose. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. But if you are watching someone or you know people and you know that they are making conscious choices to lose, you should stop them. You should literally stop them in their tracks and let them know, I think that's a conscious choice to lose. Why? Because right now it is beyond time. We are in 2020 and we are in, what is this? This is June. We're in June. It's about to hit summer. Now, the funniest part about it is when the shifts of the summers, when the shifts of the seasons happen, we usually are there to know. Now, maybe about a year and a half ago, we couldn't really start to tell the seasons because everything started to flip out. But we realized that if it says it in the Bible, you really won't be able to tell the seasons but of the budding of the trees. So now we look at the trees, and then you see, okay, well, you're looking at our trees now, you can watch a wind blow it and pull it all the way up from the root. I mean, come on now, watch the trees. The trees are telling you something if they can be completely uprooted from the ground and they are bringing roots up that are sitting higher than trees, that are sitting higher than cars. This is a blessing of a, you know, these are magnificent signs and wonders that we are seeing. However, if your eyes are not deemed on what it is that you're really seeing, then you might be missing it. So what I would like to do is for someone, now I know someone out there has another Bible, like as you know, there's all different types of interpretations, there's all different types of translations. I am going to read you the one that I saw, the one that hit me. Now the one that hit me is it stopped me in my tracks. And why did it stop me in my tracks? No, it didn't stop me in my tracks because it was 420. But how about it was Proverbs 420. And then all I heard was it said, my son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. And I said, wow, we really aren't hearing exactly what God says. But then it says, do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life for those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart. For it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make levels paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Now, that was Proverbs 420 to 427. I need someone to know that that right there is what we're missing. Because if you think about all the things that we are talking about, we have a perversity on our mouth. We speak of evil. We look for evil. We yearn for evil. We thrive for evil. And now it seems as if we are trying to fight evil. There is no way to fight evil but to stand on the word of God and claim it as already done. If you try to fight with evil, you only can win through Christ. If someone hurt you, if someone has done you wrong, if someone has done something to your family, to your livelihood, to anything pertaining to you, you have rights to be mad, but you cannot react. No matter what the situation, how the situation looks, in a situation, there's always two, three sides to the situation. Someone in the situation has to be the bigger. Someone in the situation has to say, you know what? I'm going to forgive you. I'm stepping out of this. I am not fighting this way. Understand one thing, guys. If we cannot get our minds stayed and fixated on what the word is saying and what God is telling us to do in this moment, we might be at war. Now, I can't call it that because why? Because I believe in the people that I see. I believe in the people that don't understand what God is doing in this moment. And I believe that they are waiting and holding on for the believers to do something in this moment. Right now, every believer, wherever you are, put your shoulders back, put your head high, and let it be known that the enemy cannot take your territory. You have been entrusted with people in your vicinity. You have been trusted with people in your circle that will never, ever, ever see God. Today, in this day, in this mist, where how and wherever they want us to be, you can stand firm and say, no, my God is greater and he will supply all of my needs. It says, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. If you're worried about it, put it up. Tell you when I tell you, believe me when I tell you, this thing that we are in right now is done. It can be done. All we have to do is stand on what we know. Stand on the fact that we know that the word says that what the word says is exactly what the word is. Why? Because the word became flesh, and the flesh was the word, and the word was God. And we already understand that. So if we can get to the ground where we can say, you know, this is war, because at the end of the day, we actually know who God is. And because we know who God is, we will not allow you to take us down this way. Because of the fact that we've been walking and riding forever and a day, we guess what, people? We are not the ones that are then going to sin and say, now we want you to pay. Because guess what? It will never happen. If they never told you before, you cannot go in the past. You cannot take anything back. Whatever happened yesterday, it was yesterday. It cannot be changed. It cannot be, you can't go back. You can't do it over. And nothing that you talk about from yesterday is going to happen, because yesterday is over. It's done. And you cannot go back. If you're not talking about what you can do tomorrow, it doesn't even matter. A lot of the things that we're going through right now is just about a part of where are we supposed to be, if we are going to call it as it is, or are we going to ignore it and let it be what it shall be. If we ignore the shenanigans, and when I say shenanigans, I mean because right now they have something about, you know, they're going to take back Uncle Ben's, and they're going to take back Aunt Jemima, and they're going to take back Mrs. Butterworth and all that, and we're trying to figure out, well, why would you take that back? They say because it was built on something that was not right. It was built on something that was not fair. It was built, what? You're not going to sit here and tell me that we got people parading in the street because we're trying to figure out why the police are being brutal and everything, and they don't understand why they can't treat black people just the way like they just have to treat any old body. But now it's going to the point where we actually have no actual rights. So now because people are parading in the street, next thing you know, they want to take back Mrs. Butterworth. I'm sorry.
I think you got us all the way misconstrued. I know the NFL be watching. Shout out to Roger Goodell, because you decided that now all of a sudden you made a mistake, and now people should think about hiring Colin Kaepernick. I think that before we bring Colin Kaepernick back in, the same way that they having a problem with the police and their racist players and their racist people going on, I have a problem with the NFL and their racist people. Because I'm sorry, but last year when we did the whole Myles Garrett thing, I think that Myles Garrett came out and said that the man called him the N-word. We looked as if it was never a word that was said. Now we're changing Mrs. Butterworth, and we're going to take away Uncle Ben's. Well, NFL, I believe that you owe the world an apology. And I believe that Myles Garrett and everybody else that decides that they would like to use the N-word freely to be outed, just like these police officers are being outed. See, you can't have it in one place and not have it in another place, because then it doesn't make sense. You know, you can't be racist only because they know that it's a racist thing going on, and then you act like there's not racism over here. No, you have to tell the truth and shame all of the devils. That's why it says if you either going to go 420 or this means war. The blessing of the whole entire thing is that, you know, as the Christian, it says that the battle is not yours. This is the Lord. So if you deem the battle, you know you can win it. But if we're not deeming the battle, we're walking through, like, you know, we're quiet, we're sheltered in the house. I mean, even if you're sheltered in the house, you know you got blood outside. You got blood applied somewhere on your doors. And when you walk through your doors, you know you are applying the blood somewhere to somebody on the block or somewhere. That is what we're doing as believers. Believers know what they're supposed to be doing, because in the midst of this, if we remember, 3 months ago, we were stuck in the house. Why were we stuck in the house? Because God was doing something. Do we forget? Everything that happened before Corona was going to be changed, because when we came out post-Corona, we were going to be better. We will be better. Someone down the line heard that we were going to be better, and he decided that he was going to run and turn the world apart. Just let the world go. He opened up everything. They opened up things that didn't need to be open. They sent you to the beaches when you didn't need to go to the beach, but they wanted you to be able to celebrate. Celebrate what? Celebrate the fact that we weren't doing anything. How about we need to go back to doing nothing? I know it's going to be a hard pill to swallow, but somehow, some way, we need to get people to go back in the house. Why? Because God is not through yet. God was not through yet. Obviously, we can tell that God was not through yet, because I'm sorry, I didn't sit in the house all that time for us to come out running amok. And when I say running amok, I mean running amok to the point where now we have new things going on. Now, everyone that's in the street, everyone that's protesting, we've heard the protest. Now, my fear of the protest is that we're going to change our protest and go from a Black Lives Matter issue to rainbows. I already told you. We shouted that out in 2019 and let it be known. Don't play with us, because at the end of the day, you thought you was coming out banging in 2020 early with rainbows. If we see rainbows, we know that rainbows are the promise and the seal of God. We know this. And when we see rainbows now, we'll know that rainbows are raised because of love. We'll know that rainbows are raised because of love. Why rainbows are raised because of love? Because God loves each and every one of us, even in the midst of where we are. Each and every one of us has sinned, and each and every one of us has done something in the eyes of God that might not be right. Now, you might be looking at your white or black brother, like your white or black counterparts or whoever it is you're looking at, but you have to look at them the same way that God sees you, and you can't see them in their sin. You got to see them for the blood that's running in them. We have to be able to go back to the fact that we are all the same, and there is nothing that makes it, the only thing that makes us different is the only thing that makes us different is how you think about things. And I'm telling you, and you know what another thing is going on that I have a real question about, and if someone can help me out, I am definitely, definitely, definitely willing to share what they have to say. Please explain to me what is going on with the whole firecracker thing. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what's going on. The bomb is bursting in air and all that other kind of stuff right now, especially in the midst of where we are in this world and how America is working it out. I'm trying to figure out why in my neighborhood do I hear bombs bursting in air? Because in 1776, we was nowhere near free, so ain't nothing independent coming around here to talk about four for nothing. So why is it that everything is popping off right now? We need to learn who we are, and we need to stand off of who we are. When we start to learn who we are, we will not be able to just get told any old thing and just fall for just whatever. It is not all somebody else's fault that we did not continue our heritage. Guess what? You bet not change Aunt Jemima. Who is it going to be? Aunt Sandy? Don't play with people's emotions. Let's get real. Our children don't need this. Our kids do not need this. Our future does not belong here. We need to go past it. If we cannot follow what God is saying and just keep our eyes stayed on him, away from perverse talk, away from this evil thought, away from all of the malice. Why? Why? We just enjoy it a little bit too much. And now it's like to the point where what are we going to do? God was doing something. God was working on something. The reason how I can tell you that God was working on something, I can take my church as an example. We started the year, and we were, you know, Bible study. Now, Bible study is important because you could tell a lot about a church if they go to Bible study. You know, like, so if the church is, my pastor always says, like, you know the church, you know the people of God, if they show up for Bible study. Because if they only show up for church, that means they only love the pastor. You know what I mean? But so our first Bible study, it was like, I want to say we had like about 60, 65 people, right? Now, we had Bible study every week. When I tell you that from the first Bible study to when we had went into the house for this COVID thing, like what, the end of February or whatever, I mean, we literally had over 200 people coming to Bible study. So from the very beginning of the first one was 65, and then each week it was growing and growing and growing, even to the point where I remember having a conversation with the pastor that was teaching it, and he said to me, the minister that I was teaching to me, he was like, I believe that Easter is going to be like a big turnout. We're going to have a big turnout. And I was like, you know what? And that's good, because resurrection is what it's about. Because if you're in, you know, you're in Bible study, you're learning something. And what we were learning, we started in Revelation. And now it was awesome to learn the book of Revelation, because one, a lot of people think that it's a couple of revelations that happen. But really, the book is called Revelation, because it's only one. You really only need one revelation. You know, it ain't several. But once you get it, and you can renew your mind, and you can change your thought, and you can see it in a different way, it becomes something different. That's why it says that we want you to be saved, because at the end of the day, if you put it in God's hand, he's going to cleanse you from what you've already done, and now you're going to be covered. And then within your grace, you're going to walk and you're going to learn how to do more and more for him, and he will protect and guide you all through it. Why? Because you're doing what he has called you to do. Now, if you ain't doing what he called you to do, all kinds of stuff might happen. And I, listen, I'm a believer, because when you're ever in your own war, then you're probably only just not doing what God has called you to do, or you're going in an opposite direction in the way that God told you to go. I mean, it's simple. It's like, look at Jonah. God told Jonah that he wanted him in Nineveh, right? Jonah went the complete opposite way. Because at the end of the day, we always know better. Don't we know better? Well, we think that we know better, but at the end, when you realize it, if you ain't doing the 420, you really is saying that you really want war. You can't keep deeming war, because as long as you keep deeming war, you have to understand who's winning your battle. God's winning the battle, so you never want to be in the battle against God. So, why am I saying all that? We're watching people be hung. We're watching our history be relived in front of us. The problem is we really never learned our history correctly. So now that we're seeing it again, we really don't know how to process it, because we never really processed it in the beginning. So now what they would like us to do is process it again. But what I'm here to say is that we don't have time to process it. It's 2020. Our children don't believe in it. They don't need to believe in it. And guess what? We don't deserve to bring them back into it. I don't think that anyone should have to explain to their four-year-old why they see the black man hanging from a tree. I'm sorry. I just don't. If you believe that they is something that, you know, they need to learn, please come on, D Black, and explain your piece of it. Because trust and believe, I understand that other people have different opinions, but hey, right about now, this is Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and if you're having a misunderstanding about it, I'm here to tell you that if you fix a situation to the point where we actually know exactly what was wrong, and we can say what was wrong, and we can deem what was wrong, and we can look at what was wrong, and then we can forgive what was wrong, and then we can be the bigger of what was wrong, and then we can prove to them that we are what is right, because we have always been right. We will always be right. We can't be anything but right. Why? Because God made us that way. And the more that we learn that we are exactly the greatness and of who we are, and we actually claim it, and then we go back to actually teaching our children and instilling it in our kids, then everything will be all right. Right now, what we will not do is have conversation as if we're going to talk about 65. We cannot have conversation talking about tear gas. The riots were 3 weeks ago. Why are we still talking about riots today? Do you understand where I'm coming from, people? If we look at things the way that they are, we will be able to speak what we need into mountains that don't need to be there to move. Right now we have a situation. Where is the situation? Where do you really think the situation is? People can talk until they're blue in the face, blue in the face, blue in the face. The only problem that's wrong is that people don't believe in the one true God. And we all have to believe in the one true God. Why? Because the one true God gives us breath. Everyone can say what they want to say, how they want to say it, whatever. He says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you don't understand the praise, then that's something different. Look, I got they calling, but the blessing of it is that what happens when we're able to see that we're under attack, when we're able to actually step back, rest, and be reassured that we know that God has everything under control. If you do not know, you get connected with someone that does. Because if you think about it, the same way our church was growing, someone else's church was growing. And people were growing, we were learning, we were trying to do better. We were saying to ourselves that we were not going to live in these barricades anymore, like where we had all of these. Well, I can't even say that, because that's how we started. But then by the time the corona hit, it was like, ah, and everything kind of got stifled. So what I will say is that the best thing that we had right now was the corona. And unfortunately, the people that are acting like we are no longer sick, I mean, I pray that we're no longer sick, because if it is that, we're all going to be sick, and we don't need to be sick. So therefore, that's why you need to what? Keep your mind stayed on God. You need to pay attention to what he says. You need to listen and follow his word. Right. We need to make sure that we just need to make sure that our families and our houses are in order. It's going to happen from your church, from wherever you are, from wherever your prayer is, from wherever your center is. You got to go back to the earth. You're going to have to go back to your ground point. You're going to have to go back to find out exactly what God is saying in this moment. I do not believe that it is a black and white thing. I really don't. It's unfortunate to say it just like that, but we have made it something that it is not, and we need to go past it. In order to get through it, we need to go past it. If we are going to win in this, like battle, war, whatever, we need to move past it. We got to get above where we thought that we wanted to be. We got to see it in a manner where you've never even seen it before, but the way that we want it to be. We have to demand it or decree it, and then what? Know it, set out, and go get it. We don't have any more time for this foolishness. We really don't. We don't have any more time to be taken back. One thing for sure, two things for certain, we already know how we feel. One thing for sure, two things for certain, we know what they feel like. We know what it was. We've seen what a history was. What we don't want is to relive it. We need to be the bigger. We need to forgive. We need to call on the blood of the everlasting covenant and say, God, we know that you know why. He know why he did what he did, because he knew that in this moment there's always going to be an under, but he told us that we will never be under. We will always be above. It may seem like we are in the back, but he always says that we are never in the back. We are always in the front. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. So we have to embrace where we are. Don't fight with our emotions the way that we're doing it, to the point where our voices are no longer being heard. We need to rest and keep our minds and pay attention to what God is saying. Listen and follow him closely. His words is going to walk us straight to where we need to be, and that's a peaceful place for everyone. And it's going to take everyone, not just one group. Not just two groups. It's going to take everyone. And if you are out there and you are a person that kind of understands but doesn't really understand, because you've really never been in a situation where that was all you needed, that was all you didn't have anything else, and it still worked out, this might be your moment. This might be your time. Look at what you're seeing. Look what you're seeing and know that you can beat it. Know that you've conquered it. Know that God sent his son for this. All of this anger, all of this frustration, everything that's going on right now, if we can put it in the blood of Christ, it will work. But we have to honor who Christ is. so that we can honor who the blood, so we can honor the blood. If you don't honor the sacrifice of the blood, then that is where we then have a problem, because your lean and my lean is not ending up the same lean. So what I'm leaning on is a solid. What you lean on might not be solid. It might be sand. They say that you need to build it on things eternal so that what? It does not wash away. So my brother, my sister, I offer you tonight an opportunity to know who Christ is for yourself. I offer you an opportunity to ask God to come into your life and ask him to forgive you of your sins and make you whole again. I ask God to come into your life and save you in the midst of this turmoil that is going on and make everything better. I pray that God makes the sun shine on you so that you can see his light and feel his glorious rays, and you can smile and feel good about the fact that you love God and God loves you. And we've gone beyond where they want us, and we can stand and say, you know, this means war. But we don't have to have it like that. We don't have to fight a war in the manner of the way that they have said that they want war. The one thing I know is that it says that we don't mourn like others do. We don't live like others do. And guess what? We don't war like others do. I need you to understand that tonight is not a night for you to say, I'm mad. But tonight is a night to say that you are glad that you got a God that loved you so much that even in the midst of the way that they got it looking right now, we still win this thing. God, you got to know it. They want us to be completely defeated in a moment, and they are replaying it so that you can be defeated. They want you to remember the defeat. They want you to see where you came from. They want you to see what you forgot. And guess what? Tomorrow is Juneteenth. So this is why they're making it a big thing, because today is the first day that they've acknowledged the fact that we as Black Americans were not free in 1776. This is the first year that America is going to say something about Juneteenth. And what I'm trying to say is that I see through past it, and we are winning. We are winning this thing. We need to claim this thing as already done, because we have ability to do it. Now, I don't know who's listening tonight that really is just trying to understand why I'm not on here just like, you know, the way that I usually would be. I don't really know. Maybe God is doing something different. But what I am saying is that we no longer can sit around and just act as if things are okay. It ain't nothing funny about it. It's nothing, like, it's nothing else but the truth about it, but we can work it out. Is not a situation. Nothing is happening too big that we cannot. Nothing is going on right now in this world that we can't actually have a real meeting and fix. Everyone's going to have to give. Everyone's going to have to bend. Everyone's going to have to break. The only way it works is if everyone does something. And if you're out there tonight and you have never asked God to come into your life, I ask you to repeat after me. God, come into my life. save me, cleanse me, set me free. Lead me, guide me, and make me everything that you have intended for me to be. Amen. You said something like that, you're on your way. You're at least acknowledging the fact that you need God to come into your life and do some things for you. Trust me, it doesn't happen overnight. It actually gets worse before it gets better. But it's good. It's all God. It's all good. Is there someone that's going to do the announcement?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, each and everyone. I just bless God for the word that came forth this evening. 420, this means war. And, you know, we had to go through war to get this word brought out to you all this evening. So we thank and praise God for all of those who are listening live stream, who stayed on and hung with us. We thank and praise God for all those who are still hanging with us on the phone line, because we come to let the enemy know today, as Sister Adrian said, this means war. We're not settling for this nonsense. You can't have it your way anymore. We are no longer pretending like we are Burger King. You cannot have it your way. I am so sorry, but you know whose way you can have it? As she said, you can have it according to God's way and God's will. Hallelujah, God. Again, we thank and bless God for Sister Adrian M.S. Understanding Allen, and for all of the work that she does pouring out for each and every one of us here at Blog Talk Radio. We would like to thank you again for listening in with us. We encourage you to join in with us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. for By Faith We Good with Minister Bernard Morrow. I'm sorry, he still officially says minister, but truthfully, although it has not happened yet, it's really Pastor Bernard Morrow. The team just has not gotten together yet to seal him in office over his ministry. But we thank and bless God for him. If you want to hear from the anointed man of God, you need to be back here with us tomorrow evening again at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Please feel free to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Also, on the 26th of this month, God is leading us a special day of prayer that is being organized by our very own evangelist, Desiree. So please, we ask you to join us. It will be at a special time at 12 p.m. on not this Friday, but next Friday, June 26th, for a special hour of prayer. We pray that you can join in with us at that time also. Please know that we love you with the love of Christ. We are praying for each and every one of you, and we ask that you do the same for us. Sister Adrian, wonderful, wonderful word this evening, and the ministry is back in your hands.
And I'm like, oh, man, wow. By faith we good tomorrow. Y'all, all I can tell you, yep, listen. Y'all do not want to move. You do not want to miss what's going on right now, because if you do not understand where God is, you want to be where he is. You want to be on Purpose Kingdom Network. You want to be affiliated. You want to understand. Why? Because you want to know that you want to see that you got people that are there and they are listening. It says, it sounds like I got a caller. Caller, are you there?
Hey, 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 what's going on, sis? This is Minister Bernard Morrow. What's going on?
Oh, man. Hey.
Yes. I don't want to, I know you only have 10 minutes left, and I don't want to take up too much time. I just wanted to come on and say I was listening to the whole show tonight, and I was truly blessed by what God gave you to share. And it's so true.
Amen.
It's so true concerning, all that's taking place. 420 this means war. And we are at war. We are at war. You know, we've been at war. And it's time for us to get in position to do what needs to be done so we can take our rightful place and so that what God wants to happen in this earth will happen and nobody will be left behind. Nobody will lose, but we'll always win when we press forward by faith. So I just wanted to encourage you and say awesome word tonight. To God be all the glory. Stay focused and keep doing what you're doing. It is truly a blessing to the body of Christ. Okay?
Wow, thank you so much. Like, I appreciate that. Y'all don't understand. Because one thing for sure, two things for certain. This has really been bothering me because I'm like, God, you got to be kidding me. You called me to do, what? I swear, I have studied, and it seems like this is more and more and more, and we cannot allow it to go on any further. We can't. We have the authority to stop it, y'all, and we must stop it. We must say it. We must say it like they say, say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. Not right now. And I mean it. We talk about it. We laugh about it, and we do it. But as serious as you can be. And you know what? And when you say it, don't say it for like today. Say it for like 30 years from now. And the reason why I'm saying that is because when I'm looking at stuff now, I see little babies. I mean, I'm seeing newborn babies to the point where newborn babies shouldn't even be out the house. They shouldn't be out the hospital. But then I'm realizing, oh, the newborn babies can't even get in the hospital, so they've been being born in the house. Oh, okay. Well, things are going back to, like, where it used to be. Everything used to happen in the house, and we need to get back in the house. You get back in the house, you get back in your home. You get back in your home, then you start to have a head of a home. And then you start to realize that the head of the home leads the home. And then you realize that someone might say, as for me, in my house, we will serve the Lord. We need people today that's going to claim this on their families. And what's going on right now is you can tell that we're not claiming it. You can tell we're not claiming it. You can look outside and see that it is being not claimed. Why? Because there's kids running up and down the street, running amok right now. And their parents are sitting in the house. Their grandparents are sitting in the house. Scared that when they do come in the house, they might come in the house too high or whatever to be talked to. What? And we know that it is happening. This is the problem. We know that it is happening. It is time to claim it. This is war. But I love it because it says that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. So if you claim it, then you can let it go. And then you can work on what it is that you can work on the next step, the prep. You can work on the next thing so that when they realize that that is done, they're ready. It's right there. This is so serious right now, y'all, because when you wake up in the morning, you might see that there was more stuff that happened. We can no longer react to what we see. We have to pray. We can't react in the way that they want us to. Why? Because we've been reacting the same way for all these years. Every time they've done something, we've done the same thing. Every time they do something, we do the same thing. Every time they do something, we do the same thing. How about today we do something different? Bet you. It wouldn't even take long. It wouldn't even take long. But then we have to think, ain't nobody going to do that. Why? Because we always got somebody that say, ain't nobody going to do that. And I rebuke that ain't nobody going to do it. And we all need to do it. The only people that don't do it, go to Washington and sit with 45. Make that conscious decision and say, you know what, if you don't want to do it, just go to Washington and sit with them because they don't want to do it either. You get over there with them, because they done already told us what they wanted to do. 3 months ago, we was watching them. Now they done threw us under the bus. They done let everybody back outside. Nobody no longer sick. And now they talking about everybody, as long as you out there talking about George Floyd, you all right. Go away. You wasted all of our time. Got us out here walking around trying to explain to our children why we sitting here going backwards and we don't even need to be standing nowhere near where we are right now. Yeah, okay, so what? Guess what? Someone's got to be the bigger. And unfortunately, it's a blessing all in the same token. It is us. We have been chosen. And we shall arrive, and we have arrived, and now it's time to take our spot, because this stuff right here that they got going on, it really is no longer there. It can't happen. It can't happen. We don't want to see it. When you walk down the street and you see it back in the day, remember I used to tell you, that was pre-corona. We could still go back. We could go back. We could let them know. I'm sorry, we used to do that before corona. Now we done came back. You bumped your head, you came out. But then remember, we came out different. We wasn't coming out the same way. We should stand on that. We should learn on that. We should live on that. Why? Because our babies need that. That's the only way it's going to work. That's the only way it's going to work. And guess what? Our babies are waiting and depending on us. And guess what? It's already done. So if you ain't a part of the team, if you haven't paid attention to it already, he is moving people out of the way. And trust and believe when you go, if you go, you better have gone doing what it was that God was saying for you to do. That way we'll see you again. But there's so many people out here right now that are just making a blatant choice to just be like, you know what? I don't care about God. And they're wrong. Because they breathe every day. So they do care about God. They just don't know about God. And that is what we as believers have to do. We as believers have to be that example of that light in a dark world. We have to be the bigger and show people that, guess what? I know that things are crazy right now, but if you are with me and you rest with me, God is going to see us through. Half of the people that you tell it to do not believe it. They are resting on your faith. That's why it says that our oil overflows. Because the people that are in your saucer might just be being saved because of your faith. It's time to mount up. It's a war going on. 420? Or does this mean war? I stand on God's word and know we will win this thing. And I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. What up, what up, what up? Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.